Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson. And today's show is mostly, we're going to be talking about the Sound Healing Conference and the different presenters we have at the conference. And we're going to be talking about their workshops, and that will lead us to talk about, you know, different areas in the field of sound healing. But also we're going to be talking about the difference between focusing with the mind on specific frequencies for healing, or simply opening up to source and just letting the information come to you. It's an interesting conundrum that we're often involved in many different areas of life. And so our intention today is that you have the perfect balance of intellect and right brain, you know, sourced energy. Cool. Okay, before we get started, I want to tell you about some things going on at the school. We've got an open house coming up this Sunday, May 18th. If you happen to be in the area, come on down from 1 to 6. We're going to be doing a lot of meditations. We'll be putting people on sound tables. We'll be talking about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's really a fun time, and people come away just humming in bliss after 5 hours. You know, it's really, really quite profound. We've also got our new semester starting May 19th for the 3-month Sound Healing Certificate Program at the Institute. And we've got the Summer Intensive for the same program starting June 8th. That's June 8th to the 21st for 2 weeks. That's the first half of the certificate, and the second half is August 3rd to the 15th. You can also do those classes online. Classes, you could actually start this Tuesday, or May 15th would work as well. That's the whole certificate. You could do the intensive if you wanted to come out June 8th to the 21st and do the online classes to finish up, because we set it up so the intensive is the classes that are best done at the Institute. So you could do a combination of live and online classes. So we've got 3.5-month program, or we've got the 2-week intensive, which is all day, day and night, totally immersive. We also have, that's the certificate program, which is the first semester of the associate degree program. So you can continue into 3 more semesters starting in September. We also have the Sound Healing Audio Production Program, where you learn how to use Pro Tools or other programs. If you already run like Ableton Live or Logic Audio, you could use those programs. But it's about how to use audio recording to really light people up in much more deeper ways. So we'll be talking about how to use sound and recording and mixing and producing first of all, to run the equipment, but second of all, to make the music much more effective and deeper. It's a very powerful course if you're interested in that area at all. It starts May 19th at the Institute, or we have the Summer Intensive version, June 24th to August 1st. That's like 4 or 5 days a week, the intensive version. And then we have the online version starting May 20th, which works really well. You can see our screen. You can see Pro Tools on the screen, and I've got it set up. So Pro Tools is the sound is run right into the program that we use for conferencing, which is WebEx, which is very much like Skype. So if you're interested in any of that, you can call me at 415-777-2486, or my email is david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can just go to soundhealingcenter.com and check out all the information there. We also have a couple of big events coming up. August 30th and the 31st, all the way through the September 1st, we're doing another retreat at Mount Shasta. This is our 4th retreat up in Mount Shasta at Stewart Hot Springs. And it's just a beautiful setting. There's this big river right next to the conference conference center. And then on the third day, we go up to the mountain. We do a meditation on Mount Shasta. And, you know, it's really cool. There's supposed to be 3 million Lemurians living inside Mount Shasta. So we just hang out and vibe with all of them for the whole time we're doing the workshop. We also have Beverly from the Crystal Room. She comes over and does an activation with the crystal bowls. Emmanuel will be there. Emmanuel's now, people report that he's healed seven, say that they've healed their cancer. 70 people say that their cancer is now healed by Emmanuel doing voice healing. So he'll be there as well. And, of course, I'll be there. And it's really a great time. You can find the information also at soundhealingcenter.com. But the big thing that is happening is the Sound International Sound Healing Conference. You can find the info on our website, or you can go to Globe Sound Healing Conference. That's globesoundhealingconference.com. And there's all the information. We're going to be talking about that today in the show. So it's September 26th to the 29th. We've got workshops all day and concerts in the night. And we've got an outdoor area, which is will hold like 2,000 people. It's a park, a garden park with fountains and ponds on the fifth floor of the facility we're doing the conference at. So there's a theater inside and breakout rooms. So the conference will be inside, but we're going to have an outdoor festival on the 27th and 28th, the Saturday and Sunday. So you could do just the outdoor festival for $20, or you could do the whole conference for, I think it's only $210 right now, which is half price of what we've ever done. We have people from all over the world. All the top people in the field are coming to the conference. And, again, it's our fourth conference. It's very amazing experience. A lot of experiential work. Also, we'll have six rooms where you can get free sound healings all day long. And also about 40 booths with people with sound healing technology, and, of course, the whole outdoor fair where we'll have music going on all day and sound healing workshops outside as well. So that's September 26th to the 29th, and we'll be talking more about that today. So in the class, the online class this morning, we had an interesting discussion that I've been thinking about a lot lately. I want to really talk about it because it's really an interesting conundrum. You know, we teach the science of how sound healing works here at the Institute, but we also teach how to just go in the zone and access it yourself to really intuitively gain information, because ultimately that's really the whole deal, is to really get to the point where you see all of the energy and patterns within nature, so you can see how it all works yourself and really access it in however way you need to. It's really the way of the shaman. There's a woman that just took the class who is a shaman, and she works with some major shamans down in South America. And the one she works with, he actually will make the sound of different plant medicine. So he tunes into the plant so deeply that he can make the harmonics and sound and of the plant medicine as music. And, you know, it's really interesting because a lot of people don't really realize what shamans are doing. The whole deal is they have become one with the universe so that they're really in touch with all of the energies and patterns. They're seeing the underlying frequency of everything. that's when you get to that level, you know, you don't need any books or any information or need to think about hardly anything. Because that's really, I mean, you've got all information you need as to how things work. But we're not there yet. But that's where we're headed. Okay? On the other hand, there are many frequencies that people have researched. We don't exactly know where the research has come from. And that's why we're doing the Sound Healing Research Foundation, to really pin down the different frequencies that do different things. However, you know, we can only go so far, I think. Here's a good example. A few weeks ago, this woman came to the school who is working on using sound to trigger stem cells to regenerate limbs for people in places like Bosnia that have lost limbs from mines and bombs and things like that. And it's really interesting. I mean, she's done some very serious research. You know, the truth is that if someone loses a limb somehow in the womb, it actually does regenerate. And there are examples of parts of the body regenerating as well. Of course, kids can actually regenerate a whole finger if they lose their finger when they're really young. So it is possible. And the key is that the stem cells have all of the information on how to grow every part of the body. And that's why they're so, everybody's working with them. They're amazing, really. And what that means is the frequency of every part of the body, the conglomeration of frequencies is what it is. It's a harmonic structure of every part of the body is contained within the stem cells. So we started thinking, okay, well, all we need to do is figure out the frequencies for each part of the body and use those frequencies to trigger the stem cell to make that limb or that part of the body. But that's a lot of complexity of frequency. And how are we going to figure this out? I really do believe that ultimately one day we will figure it out. But I wonder if we'll figure it out from research. I think it's more likely that someone's going to get a download when they're tuned in, or some shaman will just say, oh, this is the way you do it. You know, and then we'll have the frequency, and then we can actually put the frequency in technologies and not have to have a person there. We can even refine it more specifically, you know. But I think you can see where I'm going. As at a certain point, we can't figure things out. So what this woman was saying is we do, and she's totally right on, we need to involve intention at a certain point. And that was her whole idea, was to get the stem cells, use sound and intention to have the stem cells activated to regenerate the limbs. You know, there's so much detail in the body. If you think about it, the liver has 500 functions that it does. That means there are 500 conglomerations of frequency to do each of those 500 functions. And you start thinking, how the hell can I come up with the specific frequency to really help the liver? It's just too complex. It's way too complex. In fact, how the hell can we heal anything in the body without just directly going to Source and asking for help? Source is much smarter than us. Source has access to the divine template that some people say is stored in the fifth aura, within the fifth aura. That's what Barbara Brennan says. It's within the fifth aura. And that is, and simply Source just uses that information to to regenerate parts of the body, you know. So, you know, how can we be detailed? However, I really think it's important, because if we can find the frequency of the kidneys, and we can teach people or to make that sound or use technology for it, there are ways that we can do some very cool stuff until we all get to the point where we're so tuned in that we can intuitively go to its frequency. So I really have come to believe that it's good to go down both paths, to keep working on the research and trying to find specific frequencies within the body, and also keep working on raising our consciousness so Source gives us the key so we can see and know exactly what is needed as far as frequencies anywhere in the body. So I think ultimately the path of intuition is going to completely bypass, by light years, any research we're doing. As people get more and more tuned in, we're going to get so much clear information that the research can't keep up with, because research is so slow. I mean, goodness, think of it this way. If you're going to research frequencies, there are 20,000 of them, but there are 20,000. I mean, if you look at musical intervals, there's, oh my God, there's 20, between those 20,000 frequencies, there's a gazillion relationships between the frequencies. And then when you look at music, oh my God, there's like a gazillion times a gazillion possibilities for music. So to test every single frequency, every single, you know, musical interval, every single musical flow, it's impossible. It'd take forever, you know, and that's the way science, okay, we've got to test every little possibility. Otherwise, we don't know it's true, you know. And then you get to the point where there are things we can't test. I mean, in science, the soul does not exist, because we can't test it. You know, it's funny. It's like science is just now starting to believe maybe a little bit in the chakras, because you actually can test. There are technologies now that actually do monitor the energy of chakras now. But still, there's a lot of things we can't, you know, can't test your soul. You can't test Source energy. It's really crazy. So, and that's like, it's so critical, things like that. So I really think intuition's going to bypass, but we'll still keep working on it. In the meantime, what I've done is, a few months ago, a woman from Harvard Medical School hired me to do some songs for Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston for the Alternative Therapy Department. And I did 6 songs, and I want to play one of the songs now that is about de-stressing. So I set the intention when I was doing this song to de-stress the whole body. And when I look at de-stressing, you know, that's really about doing harmonizing and mellowing out. So it's really all about calming. So this is a nice, stable energy. So tune into this, and then we'll continue talking about the Sound Healing Conference. This is De-Stress. tell you about some things going on at the conference here. On Friday, September 26th, we'll do the opening ceremony, and I'm going to be doing an opening keynote on the hierarchy of frequencies, sound, music, and energy in living organisms. Talked about it on the radio show here, and it's really the all the different levels that vibration work together to create the whole flow of energy that is who we are. And then we're going to have Judy Cole do a workshop. She does a whole thing on nutrition, and she is even looking at the frequencies that are missing in people's voices around the world, which is 111 hertz, and that's tied to, that is because of the GMOs that are in the food. And so we need to get that frequency back into our system. Judy has had different, has these guides that work with her to help her with nutrition and frequency. She also has ways of dealing, of cleansing water and purifying water with frequencies that's really powerful, that could change the whole planet. And she's really tuned in. And we've got Sylvina, who's going to do a workshop on the profound effect of sound in the mind, body, and spirit. In this workshop, participants will have the opportunity to experience a deep meditative process, accessing the etheric realms, working with subtle fields of consciousness, exploring a sound meditation that will embrace techniques for increasing life force and raising the vibratory level of the energy system by using natural sound, intention, and breathing exercises to change and nourish the body and cultivate vitality. Our voices are a means of connecting with our authentic psychological and spiritual experience. Part of this seminar will be focused on the use of the human voice as a vehicle for transformation and healing, moving energy to affect consciousness. Participants will be guided into a profound altered state of mind, exploring the inner self to achieve a state of calm where it's possible to begin the process of healing within. Sylvina is quite amazing. She's really tuned in. She's gotten really powerful over the years. Amazingly beautiful voice. She'd be overflowing with love. So that's going to be Friday morning. And then we also have David Hikes, who does the voice choir. He's one of the best overtone singers there is. He's amazing. We're going to have a lot of these people on the radio shows. We're going to be interviewing them as well. And he's not only going to be doing a keynote presentation about sound and voice, but he's also going to be doing a whole concert with a couple other people. He's doing some amazing throat singing and overtone singing. Stephen Halpern's doing a workshop on called Next Gen Healing Music as Sonic Spiritual Technology. He's going to be talking about modern sound healers build on 7,000-year-old traditions with new instruments and technology. In this presentation, Stephen highlights cross-cultural sound healing and trance-based traditions from around the world, demonstrating how insights from ancient Egypt, China, Greece, and Morocco are present and psychoactive in contemporary gospel, pop, rock, raves, kirtan, and New Age healing music. Stephen will offer insights on how ethnomusicology, certain classical masters, Debussy, Scriabin, and jazz innovators like John Coltrane contributed to this innovative breakthroughs in composing, which is non-predictive music and scaleless interruptus paradox that Stephen does. He'll share a brief overview of his landmark biofeedback and subtle energy research with mentors Itzkoff Bentoff and Dr. Stanley Scribner, and a chakra balancing meditation featuring his chakra suite. And he'll be doing a concert as well. Then we have Roland McCratty. Roland is the top researcher at HeartMath. And Roland has done research where they hooked a person up to all these different devices, you know, technologies to to monitor the brain and heart rate and all these different things. And then they had them look at different images that were either really disturbing or really sweet. And what they found is that the heart actually knows what the image is going to be even before it comes on the screen. And even the computer didn't know what the image was going to be. It was 100% random. It was like not until the moment it happened did the computer even know what was going to come up, because it was totally randomized. But the heart responded either positively or negatively, depending on whether the image was positive or negative, before the image showed up. And then the brain would get the message second. And then the brain would send the message to the rest of the body. So that's the order in which we get information. The heart picks it up first, the brain, and then it filters through the body. And that's where we actually then perceive it as a feeling and actually really perceive it for the first time. We notice it, you know, that's where we notice it as a perception. So he's doing all this very cool research as to how the heart works. And we'll be talking about sounds, you know, different sounds and how they affect the heart as well. After that, we're going to be doing a panel on research. We've got Roland's going to be there. We also have, what's his name? John Stewart, John Reed. John has been studying the cymatic patterns of cells, and he's looking at mapping out the cymatic patterns of a cell, or doing a biopsy on the cymatic pattern of cell, and then creating a specific sound structure for that cell, so you can then either feed it energy by playing the sound to it, or if you turn the volume up, you can explode the cell. And he's done some very serious research, which is really interesting. Barry Goldstein's going to be doing a presentation on musical prescriptions for health. He says, imagine a low-cost, non-invasive treatment that benefits many medical conditions. Music as medicine is getting more and more attention. And it's really what I just did for Boston General Hospital. And he will uncover the possibilities of prescribing specific music for specific conditions. In this leading-edge presentation, Barry unveils new science and research for uncovering the true potential of music in the healing process. He then bridges the science into experiential processes that address the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies and can be used as transformational tools to improve the quality of life. He's been working with frequency resonance entrainment harmonics in his music series Ambiology, which is being used globally in hospitals, hospices, medical hospitals. His musical experience spans many styles and genres, and he's co-producing the Grammy Award-winning soundtrack for Les Paul's instrumental. And he's also done work with Neil Donald Walsh, Greg Braden, and Joe Dispenza. So that's really interesting as well. Let's play another song here that for Boston General that I did. This one is called Low Mood. So this one is all about bringing the energy up. So de-stress was about calming down. This one is about activating. Although we don't want to activate too much, so it's still got some sweetness in it as well. So let's listen to Low Mood. another workshop with Randy Masters, who's one of our instructors, Sound Healing Activations, where science and spirituality meet. Music, sound, and sacred geometry specialist, often called Maestro of the Singing Universe, Randy Masters and Globe faculty member will present an experiential and informative talk. One of the challenges to better understanding our universe and the Creator's heart, mind, and methods has been the illusionary split between science and spirituality. These misunderstandings are fostered by human unawareness and outdated programs that block pure awareness of the truth in nature, or the truth behind our created reality, that our universe is harmonic and sonic in its true nature. The evidence is in nature. This is where expressions like sound, mind, and body take on their deeper meanings. Truly, Nada Brahma says our world is sound and is totally filled with special harmonic relationships in sound, color, light, and form that flow throughout our reality, as seen with the eyes that see and hearts that hear, through the microscope and the telescope. Our quantum life field is comprised of intelligently organized sonic resonances that structure the field from the love of the Creator. Randy will demonstrate using his specially designed tuning forks and sound tubes, ancient and recent discoveries in many areas of science and spirituality. These two areas were designed and created to work in co-creation, helping us to both understand creation and be and become more responsible custodians for a more harmonically coherent world, one that is totally life-affirming. Randy's so cool. And then Devara Thunderbeat will be doing a 12-strand DNA activation. DNA is the building blocks of life, containing the genetic codes for creation. Majority of the population have only two active DNA strands, and the other strands are dormant. These strands are of spiritual, light-based DNA, not visible under the microscope, responsible for the awakening of our dormant light bodies. Devara Thunderbeat will utilize color, light, and the distinct sound codes to awaken your DNA. Therefore, when your 12-strand DNA is activated, your frequency will be raised and you will start to vibrate with light. Become the light being you are. And then we have Don Estes, who also teaches at the school. Oh my God, Don's so out there. His presentation presents the findings of a 25-year search into the true nature of reality, all the way to its source on the other side beyond the quantum veil. Everything in the universe is made from vibration. However, at origin, all things are completely still, and there's no time and no space. We live in the time domain, but this reality lies hidden on the other side of the quantum veil in a realm called the spectral domain. As opposed to the real-time domain, the spectral domain is called imaginary because within it lays all imagination potentially and potentiality that is masked from our view. So he's going to be doing a whole multimedia presentation that discusses the underlying principles governing manifestation, utilizing a sophisticated wall chart called the Absolute Scale of Relative Cosmic Reality. Don has a chart with all frequencies in the universe on one chart. It's so cool. Okay. And then Kemba RM is going to be doing a workshop on our journey together. We'll begin by focusing the group energy with the breath, group vocal toning, and crystal bowls to align our heart fields with each other, setting a collective and personal intention of deep healing and inner harmony. Kimba will discuss her near-death experience and how that altered the direction of her life, leading her to the sound current and music as medicine as her life path. She will discuss the benefits of using the ancient instrument called the didgeridoo, or the voice and breath, to harmonize one's field, and the physics of how this facilitates meditation, balancing the organ and meridian systems in connection to other dimensions. We'll then move into the experience of toning each of our chakras, using specific vowel sounds and our voices. Kemba's amazing. She has a a quartz crystal didgeridoo that is quite amazing. And then we have Elizabeth Gramsch. She's going to be talking about how Dr. Alfred Tomatis launched the field of psychoacoustics with his pioneering and groundbreaking discoveries. He was the first to recognize the cybernetic relationship between the ear and the voice, called the Tomatis effect, and the relationship between the vestibular system and the body, which led to his use of bone-conducted sound to help brain and body integration. He was the first researcher to uncover the energizing effect of high-frequency sounds to improve alertness, attentiveness, and creativity, and the importance of developing a dominant ear to control language and musicality. He invented the electronic ear, psychoacoustically modified music, and developed a program with it called the Tomatis Method to help people with many previously inaccessible developmental language and learning difficulties. Tomatis was also well known for his ability to help musicians, singers, and actors with their musical and vocal productions. So she'll be talking about the different listening programs that help people with autism, ADD, and learning challenges. She's really tuned in, really doing some cool stuff. Then there's John Reed, who is, I told you, is working with the cells. You know, we talked about that. Richard Feather Anderson is doing a whole thing on what sacred geometry is all about and how it can support sound healing. Sacred geometry is the greatest reservoir of knowledge about the laws of nature, harmony in nature, art, music, and the material world. Did you know that the harmonics of sound, space, and matter, and consciousness follow the same rules? Therefore, architecture is a form of frozen music, and music is geometrical ratios in motion. Come see how geometry can translate the confusing abstract mathematical ratios into involved in musical harmonics into easy-to-comprehend rectangles of various proportions. It's so cool what he does. He calls it, you know, math for the abused in high school. You know, those that were abused by their math instructor. You know, so it's a way of really understanding things from a whole different area. And then we've got Liz Addison's going to be doing a whole thing with sound and movement outside, where she connects us to nature and spirit with ancient indigenous rhythms. She composes original music from African, American, and Celtic traditions and incorporates those with her own work to enrich our lives. And she's so much fun. She's really cool, and that'll be outdoors. There'll be a lot of outdoor stuff going on throughout Saturday and Sunday. And then the concerts, we're going to do the Power of Love concert again with, you know, some really powerful David Gilmour-type guitar, but very beautiful, heart-opening music throughout the whole concert. It's really about the sound of love. We also have Suzanne Sterling on Friday night's going to be doing a concert. And we've got Scott Huckabee, who tunes his music to the frequency of love, the 528 hertz that I talk about. He's really, really cool. He's really fun. He's going to be doing a concert as well. And then Karma Moffat is going to be doing a Tibetan bowl concert. And lots more. Barry Goldstein will be doing a concert. So it's just a whole 4 days of sound and music and light and color and consciousness. And you can sign up at Globe Sound Healing Conference if you're interested. At least check out all the information. And globesoundhealingconference.com, that is. And more people are being added all the time. So I hope you can make it. It's right on Lake Merritt in downtown Oakland. So it's overlooking the lake. And again, there's this huge park, garden park. So we'll be able to go out in nature and enjoy the sound of nature as well. So, thank you so much. And again, our intention is hold that energy of a combination of intellect and perfectly in alignment with Source and Nature. Hold that energy the rest of the evening, through the week, through months ahead, years ahead. Imagine lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening and take care.